Hi, I'm Peter. I'm a visual artist and architect, mostly creating realities without building permits. Some years ago, I accidentally met an old gentleman. He would have introduced himself as somebody who draws for a living. I was doing research on the brutalist apartment building at Cottbusser Tor in Berlin-Kreuzberg. Unable to find out who actually built it, I stumbled upon a former professor who had taught in Stuttgart. So I wrote to university whether this was the architect and whether he was still alive. I got no answer, but weeks later, riding my bike through Berlin traffic, an unknown number called me.
It's Johannes Uhl. What we were planning was an utopia, and the high rise was just the beginning. We have to meet.
To be honest, I was a bit puzzled and asked whether he was calling from Stuttgart. Instead, he offered me to meet him in his Berlin office right away. So I drove to his address and found myself in front of a weird tiny high-rise in the suburbs of Steglitz. The entire basement turned out to be a well-sorted storage of his strangely delicate drawings, while a swimming pool was covering the entire roof. I couldn't help and subsequently turned everything into a film and publication that was portraying him, his Kreuzberg building, as well as his 70s Cadillac, that for some reason was exactly as old as the building, where the building turned out to be originally built for a crazy motorway that was about to replace Kreuzberg entirely. Its name is Kubuto. Years later, he called me again. By then I knew his number and we were kind of good friends. He asked me whether I would like to join him for an architectural competition. I wasn't sure because he was an old mastermind, and to design together is much more intense than to sit down for an interview. We agreed upon meeting to talk about the details. Instead of his home, he asked me to come to an hospital where he was recovering from some routine check. So I turned up and found him thin and pale in his suit, weak and bare of the enthusiasm that he used to spread. Pretty straight away, he told me that he was not in a good shape, and that the doctor said he got another 2 weeks to live. But the competition's deadline, he added, and his eyes were suddenly starting to shine again, is just 10 days ahead. So are you in? I mean, what could I answer? Sure, of course I'm in. So we shook hands, as if we had just found an enterprise. He rang for the nurses and asked them to get rid of the dinner plates and bring desks and lights. They actually did as he said, and we started working that evening. Suddenly, all the medical aspects became totally irrelevant. The only thing that counted was this first and very last project. And we were pushing the limits to hand it in before one deadline or the other. Day by day, more and more sketches and plans were hung up, slowly turning his patient's room into an architectural office. Death is something scary and abstract, but a deadline is something we are well trained to work with. So instead of looking back and saying farewell, we stepped on the gas. The competition, one must say, was not a shopping mall, but asked for ideas for an utopian academy connecting the future and past of Berlin, its architecture and urbanism. He was back in his old state, throwing in brilliant ideas and insane energy, while I was totally wasted when we handed in the competition. Of course, last minute and just in time. 3 days later, he passed away. His daughter then asked me to talk at the funeral. An aged who is who of West Berlin's architectural scene had turned up, dressed all in black, as they always were, to pay their last respect. The coffin had been covered by a big cloth, printed with the underview of his Cadillac. It had always been a weird dream of his to sleep under his car print one day, but now it appeared as if he had been run over by himself. The guests had been asked to bring drawings instead of flowers, so some people suddenly began laying down big plans. Others took out tiny scribbles, and finally, the man who had been drawing all his life was literally buried in a big pile of sketches and ideas.